This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Switz. I like the experience of Barry Schwartz. Barry is the professor of psychology and social theory at a college called the Swarthmore College in the US. He walked into a local clothes store and he wanted a pair of jeans. He wanted to buy a pair of jeans. He was middle-aged, feeling a little bit out of place. And then the lady behind the counter asked him if he wanted slim fit, easy fit, relaxed fit, regular or faded. Did he want stone washed or acid washed, button fly or regular jeans? He looked at her with a blank look on his face. All he wanted was a pair of jeans. So he decided that he got a little bit agitated. He spent too much time here, a lot more than he really wanted. So he said, oh, look, he just said, easy fit. So the next stop was the supermarket, and as he walked around the supermarket, he suddenly realized there were 85 varieties of biscuits that he was looking at, 230 different soups, 120 pasta sauces, and 175 kinds of salad dressing. It was a big supermarket. So in the book that he wrote about this, called The Paradox of Choice, Why More is Less, he said he suspected at some point that choice no longer liberates people, it might even be said to tyrannize. Becomes a tyranny. He said there are a lot of people walking around who are really dissatisfied with their lives. They can't put their finger on what it is that's troubling them. Now, I like that because I wonder whether it's true, the multiplicity of choices that we've got today. So we have to make choices about difficult things. Is this the best thing? And of course, coupled with that, we live in a complex world. We find it difficult to see the good things. And the problem is that it's always been difficult to know what is good and to do the good in the real world that we live. You might remember, if you're old enough, Alvin Toffler, who wrote Future Shock. Now, this was a book written a long time ago, back in 1970. It sold 6 million copies. And he was able to say he felt that things were going to get worse. People's lives were going to get more complex. We've talked about Psalm 23 on this program before, and another person has put the words to this in Psalm 23, the clock is my dictator. I shall not rest. It makes me lie down only when exhausted. It leads me to deep depression. It hounds my soul. It leads me in circles of frenzy for activity's sake. And even though I run frantically from task to task, I'll never get it all done. For my ideal is with me. Deadlines and my need for approval, they drive me. They demand my performance from me far beyond the limits of my schedule. They anoint my head with migraines, my in-basket overflows. Surely fatigue and time pressure shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the bonds of frustration forever. And there it is, that word frustration. Does that describe how you feel? Are you keeping the same pace as our world and culture demands? If so, there could be danger signals there. What do we do about it? Sometimes people say, just go with the flow. We're too busy to sit down and rethink what we're doing. So what's the option? It's easier just to do what everyone else does and to go with it. But that's not real good either, because it isn't working for our culture. It's not going to work for you. You might end up running around in circles. What is the way that God wants us to live? Can I choose to be different? I think some of the things that we need to do, and we'll talk about this again tomorrow, is to lower our expectations. What is your expectation for yourself? Many people's frustrations, I think, stem from their disappointment that things are not working out the way that they anticipated. If you're constantly being let down and becoming frustrated because of that, you're putting too much pressure on yourself, and you're putting pressure on others or the situations in your own life. So I want to take this a little bit further tomorrow and say, well, Heavenly Father, let's pray. We live in a world of need. We live in a frantic world. And Lord, we know that many people are looking for answers and directions and just can't find them. But I thank you, Lord, for your guidance. Help me to be worthy of the name Christian as I talk to you now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.